Dan here with Fest Pop. We're out here in Las Vegas getting ready to gear up for Las Rages Festival. Sitting here with Richie Faulkner from Judas Priest, and we're going to talk about the new record and go over some other stuff. And so how you doing today?
Very well. I was just telling some stories about, you know, whenever we come to Vegas, there's always a lot of recovery, a lot of fun, and then a lot of recovery. So it's a balance between, you know, enjoying it and making up for it the day after. But we're looking forward to the festival this evening. I had some friends that went down yesterday to the festival yesterday. So it seems like it's going to be a fun evening.
Good deal. Good deal. So tell us about the new album.
What do you want to know? Well, it's obviously it's been out a couple of months now, and it seems it's been received really, really well, you know, by the fans. It's connecting well, and that's great. You know, it was receiving some really historic chart positions for the band. You know, like I think it was top five in the US for the first time ever in the band's career, which is fantastic. Yeah. It's a testament to the fans and the power of heavy metal in 2018. You know, it's up there with rap and hip-hop and country and, you know, whatever. Yeah. There's metal right in the middle. And it's a testament to the fans for putting it there and sort of, they vote with, you know what I mean? They put it there because they love it. They love the band and they hear it and they tell their friends and their friends go out and get it. So it's an organic process, but we couldn't be more thrilled that it's going so well.
Good deal. How's the tour going so far?
It was going fantastically, man. We're playing some big places and selling out everywhere almost, and, you know, overselling in some places. And, it's just going fantastically. Obviously, with a new record doing so well, it's great to play new songs alongside some of the classic songs. And with this one as well, we're putting different songs in as the tour progresses. So we started out, for example, with Angel from Angel Retribution. We're now doing Free Will Burning in that spot. So, you know, and then we're looking at putting some new ones in from the new record as we progress through the tour, you know, as we travel around the world, you know. So it's an exciting thing.
Nice. Good deal. Alrighty. Because I'm with Fest Pop, we just mainly cover festivals. And I want to ask, what was your first festival you ever went to and what was the lineup?
That's a good question. I think first festival I went to, I think it was an Ozfest, if I'm not mistaken. It's a bit of a blur. I think it was the first one. It was Ozzy, obviously. It wasn't the Black Sabbath. Or was it? No, it was the Black Sabbath. I think they used to alternate. They used to do, I think one was like an Ozzy-fronted headline festival, as far as I'm aware. And then the next one he'd do, it would be a Black Sabbath one. So this was a Black Sabbath one. I remember Black Label were on the bill, and I think it was around that time of like Mudvayne and Slipknot when they were, you know, earlier on. So I think it was around 2001, if I'm not mistaken. Up until that, I mean, I was 21 at the time. I didn't go to the festival before then. So, but yeah, man, it's a great experience, especially for us in bands, because we get to play music for people that might not have been a fan before, if you know what I mean, exposing music to new fans, which is always a thrill.
Okay.
Old school, man. No good. That's cool.
What made you want to pick up a guitar in the first place?
Jimi Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix and my father was into Jimi Hendrix, and he kind of showed me the guitar and Hendrix and stuff like that. I think the first thing was one of the first things I saw was the Isle of Wight. Not the Isle of Wight. It was Jimmy Plays Monterey, where he burned the guitar at the end and threw it out and stuff. So it really made an impact, not only sonically but visually and the whole thing, you know. And I defy anyone to watch that and not think, you know, how do I get into this?
Right.
But that was definitely one of the first moments. And then it was Schenker and UFO and Sabbath and Blackmore and all those sort of things. And Priest, obviously, you know, right. Obviously later on.
Good deal. Okay. The end of the world's tonight, and you can only play one Judas Priest song. What are you playing?
Holy cow. Holy cow. Does it have to be poignant to the end of the world, or can it just be just a favourite song?
Just selfish.
Victim of Changes, I think. Victim of Changes. It's been said before, but it kind of encapsulates everything Priest is. You know, it's got the breakdown passages, the clean passages, the beautiful passages, and then the angry, furious passages, the guitar harmonies, screaming vocals, you know, all that sort of stuff that Priest is synonymous with. So, yeah, I'd say Victim of Changes.
Good deal. Alrighty. Okay. What's the secret to keeping the band so long They've been going 49 years strong now.
I think obviously it's the fan base. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can't ever underestimate the power of the fans. You know, the band or any band, it's lifeblood. You know, so that can't be taken for granted at all. And it's a big reason why the band have been going for 50 years. There's people that were there in 74 when they released the first record, and there's people that are still there now. You know, mm-hmm. So they've been there the length of the band's career. It's also, I think, the amount of passion that the band has for the fans and the music that they create. It's amazing coming into the band 7 years ago yesterday, funny enough, to see that kind of attention and focus and detail and passion for what they do. And I think that's why they've been, even if there wasn't a fan base, I think they'd all be creating in some way or another because they've got that passion and that drive to create. You know?
Right, right. Okay. Now, first music festival paid with you playing Judas Priest?
It was Sweden Rock in 2011, and it was the second show that I did with the band. The first show was American Idol back in 2011, but the first real show was in Holland, in Europe. It was a warm-up show. It was a smaller crowd, maybe 3,000 or 4,000, and then Sweden Rock the day after was maybe 35,000, 40,000. And that was the first festival's first big gig I've done with the band, and it was really a moment that I'll never forget, really. You know, the whole spectacle of it. It was raining, the fans with the rain, and Rob on the bike, the blue smoke and everything. It was just one of those moments I'll never forget. So, you know, it was quite a moment.
Perfect. Now, share something with us that you haven't shared with any other media outlet before.
Nothing really. Let me think about that. That's a good question. Something I did today, maybe. I drank too many margaritas and Bloody Marys last night. No one knows that up until now. You know, if I didn't have my sunglasses on, you'd probably know that anyway. But no one knows that. You're the first one to know. It's a bit boring, but no one knows.
Fair enough. The reason I, you know, center around the festivals and whatnot, because FestPop, one-stop shop, you can grab your festival tickets, flights, hotel, oh, rent cool. A car. Everything's based around festivals. We've got 12 million users so far, and we're just continuing to grow. So, is there anything else you want to add?
Well, no, reiterating the point earlier on, to be honest with you, I mean, a festival, as you do festivals, mm-hmm. festivals are, from our point of view as well, really great catalyst really to new fans, and I think any band would say the same. You know, if you have your own show, most people are there to see your band, whereas a festival, it's you stumble across bands you've never even expected to see or never even heard of, and you can really get exposed to new music that you wouldn't have been exposed to before.
Right.
So, you know, it's a big deal in Europe, the festivals, and it's over the last few years in the US become something that's really, you know, it's a yearly event now, you know, this, the festival season. So it's going from strength to strength, so a part of it.
Good deal. Now, we'll go ahead and wrap this up here shortly. What are your next 5 shows? What do you guys got?
Well, we leave here. We go to Los Angeles tomorrow. Hopefully, we can get through the traffic on a Sunday.
Right.
So we do LA, we do Phoenix, and I think we then go into Texas. We do Dallas, San Antonio. I might be forgetting a few here, but then we go into Mexico. The big festival in, funny enough, in Mexico is called the Hell and Heaven Festival. If I'm getting that right, Ozzy's there, and Def, who's there? Scorpions are there, Deep Purple are there. It's a
nice.
Wicked festival.
Yeah.
It's a great lineup. And then we have a break for a few weeks, and then we are into Europe doing the festivals there. So, as I said, man, the festival circuit's a big one to be on. But that's the next 4 or 5 that we're doing in the States.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, we'll go ahead and wrap this up. We're talking with Richie Faulkner from Judas Priest, and I'm Dan Kohlauer with FestPop, and we'll talk to you guys next time. Have a good one.